La 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 la.
Дорогие товарищи, мы сегодня
держим. Good morning, dear friends.
И с радостью мы.
We are on duty today, even though nobody told us. So happily, as any other 10, we can say that, first of all, we're so grateful that the Creator is gathering us to the lesson every day, and we're expecting this lesson to be special. That will have a special vessel, and that Rav will have special words, and the Creator will have a special opportunity to give us such an illumination from above that we have never got before, and will really advance in the closeness between us and the connection with the Creator. Thank you, and we're passing it to Africa.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for those words from our Moscow friends. It just reminds me that we need to start off this morning by giving thanks to the Creator. Thanks for awakening us, for awakening our hearts once more, so that we may be here present, all of us together, ready to participate together in this wonderful work of bringing in contentment. Now, that said, let us also give a thought to the friends that are not here. Let us ask together that the Creator may awaken their hearts and bring them once more closer to us. Because there's nothing as wonderful as the Ten that the Creator has brought us to. We're a part of one another, and they've been handpicked by the Creator himself. Now, I may not know what the Creator is, but when I look at my friends, when I look at how unselfishly they serve our community, how they care for everyone, how they yearn to bring goodness to everyone, it's not too difficult for me to get a glimpse of what the Creator might be. So let us now, while we are sitting here, look at the faces of our friends, the friends in our team, and let us give internally thanks to the Creator for bringing us all together. Over to Petach Tikva.
Keta Makor.
Source excerpt. In order to attain Lishma for her sake, it is not within one's hands to understand, as it is not for the human mind to grasp how such a thing can be in the world. This is so because one is not only permitted to grasp that if he engages in Torah and mitzvot commandments, he will attain something. There must be self-benefit there, for otherwise one is unable to do anything. Rather, it is an illumination that comes from above and only one who tastes it can know and understand. It is written about it, taste and see that the Lord is good. Again, source excerpt. In order to attain Lishma for her sake, it is not within one's hands to understand, as it is not for the human mind to grasp how such a thing can be in the world. This is so because one is only permitted to grasp that if he engages in Torah and mitzvot, he will attain something. There must be self-benefit there, for otherwise one is unable to do anything. Rather, it is an illumination that comes from above, and only one who tastes it can know and understand. It is written about it, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Workshop question. Active workshop question. How can we assist our friends in the ten to attain Lishma? Again, how can we assist our friends in the ten to attain Lishma?
המקובלים נתנו לנו שיטה.
The Kabbalists gave us a method
מתאימה לדור שלנו,
that suits our generation,
לעבודה שלנו ביחד בעשירייה,
that is right for our work in the ten. We are always aimed towards connection and avud between us, to annulment one towards the other.
ואנחנו מיום ליום,
and we, from day to day, are trying to implement it, to scrutinize these things more and more, deeper and deeper. We have the great guidance of Rav. And the more we adhere to these things, so we'll be in the direction of Lishma.
And we help each other mainly by giving strength, giving an example of persistence, of labor, of special relation toward the friends. And from within, we ask and pray for the friends that they will attain Lishma.
Yeah, we need to ask for the friends because, as Rav said, they are your friends forever. And that penetrated very strongly into the heart.
The concept of lo lishma, not for a sake, is also clarified between the friends. Without friends, there are no such concepts as lishma or lo lishma. So we're all included in the same mechanism.
Yeah, we're on the same mechanism, all in all trying to organize an environment for each and every one, to give them forces and aim them to the goal. And it's expressed externally and internally. Externally, we want to give forces in a direction towards the goal, and confidence on the path, and fuel greatness of the goal. And internally, we want to pray that the Creator will open the friends' hearts and bring us closer to Him.
As Rav said in yesterday's lesson, that lishma is a gift, and the gift you receive from above, you don't ask for it. So we just need to ask for the friends that they will receive it.
Yeah, we help each other. We support each other, create an environment that we have a goal. And like Rav said, if we're together, we're above this abyss, just skipping over everything. So let's hold on to one another and advance together.
Also, envy, examples of envy that will move the friends to come out of themselves. Envy for in devotion, how caring you are, how much you're in the friends, you're always awakening the friends to come out of themselves and to try to be similar to the Creator.
That's my duty in the tent, to serve the friends, to help them in anything I can to reach connection, importance, greatness, show them an example, and most important is to pray and ask for them at every moment.
Yeah, and we can always help each other, some in ups, some in downs, those in ascents, always help those in descents. We're always moving forward. Our road leads us always toward the truth. And we're constantly getting examples from friends how to go with devotion. And the prayers, as they said, the prayers we pray for one another. This is what the Creator expects. A prayer of many that will direct us forward.
And to really appreciate the friends and everything that's happening here now, Rav, the excerpts we're learning from.
When every word has turned to dust, there's nothing more to do. Ashes of our hearts, we're standing before you. There's nowhere left for us to run, no more lies to hold on to. After every song has been sung, it's only you that we will turn to. Красоты, доброты, чистоты.
Yes, active workshop question two. Let's build together a prayer for the connection of the world Kli in the lesson. Again, once again, let's build together a prayer for the connection of the world Kli in the lesson.
Gratitude for gathering us, the whole world Kli, now in the lesson with Hof.
And gratitude for bringing us closer to the quality of bestowal.
And for connecting us.
And teaching us how to build the vessel, how to be in connection.
Give all the friends the strength to absorb the powers that exist in society.
Help us hold a prayer throughout the lesson and open the hearts for the whole world, Kli.
And make us one Kli, 1:10.
That all the friends will have forces to overcome and feel the quality of bestowal in their heart.
That's exactly what we ask, to have this prayer in our heart, a prayer for the friends that they will receive this gift called Lishma.
Give the friends light.
And from the friends to the whole world.
Tfilat haChaverim.
Prayer of the friends.
Bore Yakar.
Dear Creator. Thank you for giving us work to bestow upon you and exert in attaining Lishma. We humbly come before you as one man in one heart. Please help us serve the friends unconditionally in order to attain the quality of Lishma and bestow to all of humanity. May your will be done. Amen.
Amen.